Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we've only got a few minutes, unfortunately, so let's get to
Dr.
Walter Willett. He's the superintendent of the Talon Public Schools. Dr. Willett, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Nice to hear from you today.
Thanks for joining us. Four schools in your system, and obviously all have different needs, all have different problems that persist as you try to put together your plan for the upcoming school year. What was the biggest concern that you and the people on your staff had in trying to come up with your plan?
Well, you know, I think that right now, you know, people look across the entire United States, they see a lot of prevalence of the disease, a lot of transfer in a lot of places. So, you know, it's driven by a lot of apprehension about you know, people not being safe when they're congregating together. And so, the state of Connecticut provided some significant guidance on what it felt were the acceptable thresholds for low risk. And, you know, it's identified that if they're in a 10 or 7-day rolling, you know, average, if there are less than 10 people for every 100,000 that are identified as being ill, then we are going to, you know, be in a safe condition to be able to have school in an all-in structure. So having all kids the whole day and having the full transportation system running and all of that. So, you know, I think that is a place that Connecticut is uniquely in. In the United States, there's a lot of states that are not in that condition. So Connecticut has some options that other states don't have. But at the same time, people are still looking at the news and it's very unnerving, you know, and, you know, you do know the statistics on it tend to be people that are older that are getting sick. So the younger kids will bring it back to the households and then, you know, the older people get sick. And so there's just a lot of apprehension about that, understandably. But, you know, with the PPE and other requirements that the school districts have to live up to here, you know, there's a really good chance, based on the data and the mitigations that are being put in place, that we would be able to have school either in a partial in-person or full in-person model, at least right now the way things look, without putting families in, you know, in great danger. But you wouldn't really know that by looking around at, you know, the United States at what's in the news. It's something that's unnerving, and that's understandable.
For parents who are going to be sending their kids back, and we would hope so, and congratulations if you can do it, what is it? They have to have masks. What else are they going to need?
Well, you know, we're going to have the face shields. We have masks. And so between those two items, kids will have a face shield in their backpacks like they would have a calculator. And they'll have a mask that they have to wear all the time, and the teachers will too, staff will too. So they might be wearing a mask when they're listening to an instructor do something. And then if they have to do a science lab or do close, you know, work where they're in closer proximity with each other, they would also put on the face shield. So it's a double layer of protection. We also will be relying very heavily on the partnership of parents and guardians. You know, I'm a father of three kids. You know, I would be checking my kids in the morning. You know, as long as we're all looking and being very vigilant and, you know, making sure that, you know, our kids are doing okay, then we're all going to be protecting each other here. So between the face masks, the face shields, we're clearing out things, creating greater separations, creating more lunch waves so fewer kids are in a lunch wave together and they'll be, you know, socially distanced to the greatest extent possible throughout the building. So with parent vigilance and, you know, parent guardian vigilance, working with and in partnership with the schools, with all the PPE we have and the mitigation measures, And different hallway staggered times when the kids are passing between classes, we are changing the times so that they're not all in the hallway together. You know, we should be able to provide a very safe environment for education to continue. And it always has to be balanced against what the alternative is. So, you know, it's not healthier for kids to be home, you know, without education either. And it's not easy on families when there's many different dynamics going on and they have to have, you know, kids home, say, for online learning. That's an equity issue. There's a lot of families who can't just stop working to do that. So there are some real adverse effects to not getting everything in order. And where Connecticut is right now, we're in a really good place to be able to really do well by our families and our kids and, you know, get them back into school in a safe way.
I know you are supplying the face shields to the kid. I saw that in your kids, to the students. I saw that in your return to school plan. How much of an expense is that going to be?
We're looking at right now to supply 3 face masks for all staff and kids and face shields. It's around $46,000 to $50,000. So we saw, obviously, many places saw this coming. And to the Board of Education's credit and talent, you know, they were very proactive. They saw this coming. And at the end of last year, we did what's called a 30-40-30 split. We deliberately worked hard to save some funds at the end. And we distributed those funds into what we call the educational reserve. And one was one grouping, COVID fund in cooperation with the town is another, and then a transfer of funds to help mitigate the situation for the entire municipality. So they, you know, that money has been set aside, and we're hoping to get money from the state and federal government, but you know, we're not banking on it, so to speak. You know, we got to be able to make things work regardless, and so. And Talon's put itself in a good position, but I know many other districts have too, and people did see this coming. So they've been working to try to make sure that we're in a place where financially we can absorb it. And that's been working out so far.
That seems like a question. How many
states? No, Ray, we got to go.
Talon.
Yeah. What's that, Ray?
What's your population, students?
We have about 2,343.
Oh, down to the very number.
All right, yeah. Hey, Dr. Willett, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Stay safe. Good luck.
Thanks, Doc.
No problem. Take care. Have a good day.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.